From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Benji Hyer. The United States, the United Kingdom and the European Union have announced a new set of sanctions on Iran following its unprecedented airstrikes on Israel over the weekend. The US measures are focused on Iran's drone manufacturers and steel industry. Nick Harper reports.
The statement from US President Joe Biden says the sanctions target leaders and entities connected with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Iran's defense ministry, and the Iranian government's missile and drone program. In particular, 16 people and two entities are blacklisted for their association with Iran's production of drones, along with engine manufacturers that supply the program. Five other companies connected with Iran's steel industry and three connected with an Iranian automaker also face new restrictions. The aim is to prevent Iran from easily producing unmanned drones, as well as cutting them off from other companies that build them. The sanctions come in coordination with other G7 nations, including Britain and the EU.
Meanwhile, Israel continues to weigh up its next move. Sarah Coates is in Tel Aviv.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will make its own decisions on how to respond to the Islamic Republic, but he's in a very difficult position. On one hand, he needs to appease Israel's key allies like the United States in potentially measuring holding off on an attack or limiting its scope, while domestically he's facing a lot of pressure from the far right-wing elements in his government who are saying that there must be a disproportionate response to Iran.
This as lawmakers in the US discuss a new set of foreign aid bills which congressional leaders are hoping to pass this weekend. They include roughly $95 billion worth of spending to support Israel, Ukraine and Taiwan, as well as providing humanitarian relief to Gaza. The hurry to approve the funding has intensified following Iran's airstrikes on Israel, but the legislation still faces stiff opposition in Congress's lower chamber. Ukraine is warning of World War III if it doesn't receive American assistance. In Germany, two men have been arrested after being accused of spying for Russia. And in New York, the United Nations Security Council is voting later on allowing Palestine full membership at the world body. A council resolution will need at least 9 nations in favour and no vetoes. Already, though, the US has indicated it will block the move. Its Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood insisting that membership should happen through direct negotiations between the parties and not at the UN.
This issue of Palestinian full membership in the UN needs to be the product of negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. They know those that we have those views, and we've heard their views. So no matter what happens here, we, the US, are going to continue to work with our partners to try to bring about and lay the groundwork, let me say, for moving toward that two-state solution.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.